Welcome to the Unhinged Podcast with Coach and Tom. I'm Coach. As you can see, my co-host is not here tonight because he's dealing with family stuff, and we're just going to send him some good prayers, some well wishes, and move on with tonight's little event that I have going on tonight. I'm sorry, everyone. It has been a minute. I did promise you all that I would return shortly after my venture out to Washington. However, I did not because life, literally and metaphorically, kicked my ass. So I apologize for my missing, but I am back now, and I have brought friends, as you can see. Also, I don't have a wonky millionaire anymore. This one is actually a lot tougher. It holds up to everything that I am doing. I sleep in this bitch, and it has not broken on me yet. It has been here for almost four months, and it still has not broken. So good luck on this. Now, tonight's episode, Hanging with Heathens Part 2, but unlike Part 1, where it was just a question and answer type thing with me and my roommate, this one is more geared toward cultish behavior and heathenry. And yes, there's a lot of that. If you didn't know, there's a whole bunch of that bullshit going on around if you have ever been on TikTok, especially in the last 2 years. Without further ado, I'm doing enough talking. You assholes can introduce yourselves. So you all know I'm Coach. You guys know that I have been on the heathen pagan path for almost 5 years now. You guys pretty much know everything there is about me. There's nothing that I need to explain to you. I'm just going to stop talking now. Go ahead. One of you pick whatever.
How's it going, everybody? My name is really hard to pronounce, so you can just call me Var. Everyone else does. Been on this path for quite many years now, and it has been a long ride and many ups and downs. Many people come and go, but you know, these two assholes I'm in the room with right now have been there through a lot of stuff with me.
Next.
What's up, y'all? Everybody knows me on different channels as Ada. Been a heathen for a very long time. Practice my own thing too. And I've known these two assholes for a very, very long time. One can consider they're more brothers than friends. What can I say? I'm here tonight to talk about this. We're just going to call it what it is, gatekeeping. So I'm ready whenever you're ready, Coach.
Okay, and a pause before we get started on all this, because someone decided to join us late. Let's see who it is. Oh, look, he's late.
To the principal's office.
I'll go to the principal's office because I had to mediate wardrobe for tomorrow in between my wife and my oldest one. That was the most senseless commentating I've ever had to do in my entire life. Do not recommend. 0 out of 5 stars.
How dare you be late to my podcast?
I apologize. It's completely on me. Self-accountability, Coach. I got you. It's okay.
Hey, look. Shadows in the shadow again.
You don't know why I'm in the darkness.
He's not showing his face because he's ashamed of being late.
Thomas Edison made it a long time ago.
He's been dumped in the shadow realm.
Okay, since you're late and everybody else has already done it, I've already done the intro. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
I guess I'll start just by who I am. I guess I go by a couple different names, right? I've been given some. I've been I'm on Bruce my own. Wayne. Shadow's fine. Bruce Wayne, Batman. I mean, however, us, the other collective group of, you know.
Okay.
As far as being a heathen, it hasn't been as long as these guys. These guys got, and Coach, and everybody's been well better off than I have, and they have well more knowledge than me. I'm just here for the ride, trying to gather up and soak up as much as I can. So hasn't been super super long. It's kind of only been probably about a couple years now. Still kind of finding my way and doing my own thing, but just here for the ride and here to kind of figure out what we want to talk about today and share some really fun stories because I know these guys have some.
Okay. One might say he is a grasshopper.
Yes. Okay, and someone keeps blinking in and out of the podcast area. Let's see who doesn't know how to work technology.
Probably a lot of people that don't know how to work technology.
Oh, look, another late one. How dare you?
What? I didn't really know this was going on.
40 lashes for you.
40?
You should bow down and pronounce my greatness because you relate to my podcast.
I don't bow. I'm sorry. That's too much. My back hurts.
He just goes in and out as he pleases. No respect for other people. Okay, you were late. I've already done the intro. I'm not going to make this again. Introduce yourself.
So are we going by display names or are we going by our real names?
Whatever fuck name you want to go by.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, I go by the Dark One. I'm a heathen, and I've been practicing for around 3 or 4 years now, and I don't really have much else to go off of that other than I'm an artist and a gamer, too.
For all those watching, you just call him the bald-headed fuck.
The bald-headed fuck.
Yeah.
So, the big topic, like I said earlier, for tonight's episode is mainly cultish behavior and heathenry and why it's bad. There is a lot of that going around. There has been a lot of that going around in the last 4 years, and it's all bullshit. And we are here to, yes, chest pounders. And we are here to dispel the bullshit. And it's funny because this show's tagline is where we be doing that bullshit, but we're going to be undoing the bullshit tonight. And also a good bit about getting to know the rest of these heathens because none of the rest of them were here the last time, except for Ada, who's below me now.
Because you can't tell me what to do.
Whatever. It's hot down here. Hot. What are you doing up there?
You just know you're a bottom, so get used to it.
Be the power bottom that you are.
Or coach anything.
So who wants to share first of stories of cultish behavior, things that are not true, things that actually don't happen here that people think happen here? Who wants to share first?
Oh, I'm gung-ho for this shit.
Go for it.
You're on.
So we are on the topic of cultish fucking behaviors and all around jackassery in the fucking heathen community. We all know who the major source of this shit comes from.
No, we don't, sir. Who are you speaking of?
Oh, I'm going to tell you. It is a cross-eyed buck-tooth gecko wannabe dragon who also thinks he is the embodiment of Amun-Ra.
Pause. What is
Amun-Ra? May I interject?
What is Amun-Ra?
May I interject?
1 second.
What a is man Amun-Ra? That has denounced his Norse faith. He has denounced his Norse faith.
Not once, not twice, but three times.
So for those of us that don't know, what is this Amun-Ra?
It's the god of Egyptian gods.
So if it's Egyptian, why is it in heathenry?
So he is now claiming to be the king of all Norse pagans. The self-elected king.
Which technically he called us all Christians. So he's the king of Christians.
Yeah. This motherfucker don't know what he is.
Who elected this king?
Himself and his cult.
But hold on. According to sources and according to videos, he was nominated by 20 different families.
Which ones? Would that be the ones that he claims to be in an alliance with that turn their back on him?
There are alliances in this path?
Oh, man. People call war cries in. They call for war in this path in this day and age.
Like physical war?
So, truth be told, they call for physical war, but 98% of them are softer than baby shit and couldn't beat their way out of a wet paper sack. So then they try to pull you into what's called a jump chat on Discord or Facebook or anything like that. And then they try to make you look stupid by ganging up on you, and it doesn't work.
Interesting.
Sort of like Thunderdome.
But
that was a good movie. That was a good movie, by the way. Mad Max, Thunderdome. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Welcome to the Thunderdome, bitches.
Yeah.
So this said individual is also claiming that they can pull your ancestral power away from you.
Yeah, let me go ahead, because I've already made this announcement in a lot of the Discord servers that I'm in. But let me go ahead and say this on the podcast for record purposes. No actual human being can do that. That's not a thing that humans can do. Mortals... mortals can't do that. Don't buy into that, please.
Yeah, please don't. Let's be real. All the shit that you see from these groups on TikTok and Facebook and all social media, 95% of it is bullshit. There may be 5% in there that actually do teach you this walk of life. But the other 95 is just complete and utter bullshit. That is, what was it, Coach? Was it UPG?
Yes.
Yeah. It's UPG. And yes. Coach, if you want to explain to the folks what exactly a UPG is, I don't remember the exact definition of it.
So a UPG is basically your...
It's your personal perception on things.
Yes, your personal perception on things. How
you perceive things when you read things or gain knowledge. There might not be actual factual evidence, but it's a UPG. It's a good story. And if you have other people of like minds that like your story, now it turns into EPG, which is a group effort. And that's when the Kool-Aid starts.
Yes. So, okay, I'm going to play dumbass here. And I'm just going to throw out the things that have been thrown at me the last 5 years. For those of you that don't follow my TikTok or don't even know that I have a TikTok, my TikTok account regularly gets... a lot of bullying. And if I was a person that couldn't handle my shit, probably would have myself by now. However, I'm someone that can handle my shit, and if you're going to bully me, please try harder than making fun of my eyes, my wheelchair, or the way that I walk. My friends have been doing
Don't that forget forever. About the your let's go ahead and not forget about, because I watch all of your things, there's a lot of racial situations as well.
Oh yeah, also the color of my skin. Yeah, if you're gonna do that, find something else to do, because the people that would actually let's just say ruin lives for me have been doing that for 20 years. So now I'm going to ask this. Thing number one, do you have to earn the thing that's around my neck, or do you have to earn your Mjolnir? Why or why not? Please sound off one at a time.
Fuck no, you don't have to earn it. It's a piece of jewelry that you can spend $16 and get it on fucking Amazon. Like, it is just a symbol for you. That is it. There is nothing, no, it does have a significance, but let's be 100% on this. Mjolnirs were predominantly worn by women as a sign of fertility.
Yep.
Men predominantly wore Gungnir. I'm just saying, it's just a piece of jewelry. It's a necklace. You can wear it as earrings. Fuck, you can put it on a hat for all anyone cares. But no, you don't have to earn it. It doesn't have to be gifted to you. You can go buy one and wear it whenever you want to.
You can represent Amazon at any time, or Temu, or any one of those.
Yep. But I've said my piece. Let someone else say something on it.
Priced on a Mjolnir at a lot of people. There's a 50 people, but in North, a lot of people get ancient characters, shows, Thor, that's how they represent it. Disney, you know, kind of took the Mjolnir and took it to a different level. My thing is with people that are going to wear this Mjolnir, it is a lot like the cross, or if you wore something else, the Star of David or whatever. If you're going to represent this in public, you have to treat it as sort of like, you have to know that somebody is going to say something. So make sure you have the right thing to say when people ask questions. Now, if you have haters, you're going to have haters. You got to look at it as almost like the 2A situation, where it's, are you going to wear it or are you going to conceal it? You don't have to wear a Mjolnir to be Norse or to be a heathen. It's just a piece of jewelry. What you have inside of you, your UPG, is not necessarily, you don't need a hammer to wear. You don't have to represent this thing.
Does wearing one automatically make you a schmatzy?
No.
No.
For those that are curious of why I say that, there are a lot of groups out there that have taken Norse symbols over the years and twisted them into their own agenda, just like other people across the world have. And it started with a man named Adolf.
Correct.
And has just kept going since then. But it is a perversion of the Norse faith.
Right. And so, to be clear, you don't have to earn one of these to be here.
No, not at all.
If somebody tells you you have to earn a Mjolnir, run. That is not a group you want to be with.
Yes, run far away.
The same goes for if a group tells you that if you don't follow the 9 noble virtues, get the hell away from them as fast as possible.
Yes, treat them like an extended warranty for your vehicle phone call. Just hang up the phone.
You should also treat them like a debt collector, too.
Yeah.
Just tell them.
Tell them you died.
Yeah,
I did that the other day.
Ed or... you got the wrong number, homie.
The only other thing I've been to add about the Mjolnir, instead of like comparing it
Pacific Grounds. I look more than sort of like the Satan medallions you can get through either interface, like the St. Christopher medallions, the for like safe travels and stuff like that. The Millennium, like you said, represents fertility and power, pretty much. And it's just something like that, the way to represent that and the god of it.
Other certain circumstances, if somebody gifts you one, like if Coach says, I gift you a Mjolnir, that is acceptable. And then you wear it with pride because it was a gift from a friend or a brother or a family member.
That, yes. So another question that I have is, what are your views? And I mean, Vara's already touched on this, but what are your views on white supremacy and heathenry?
There's no place for it.
Absolutely none.
I'll just put it this way. When I shoot off some of them from certain events, there's a really big group of them around here that you've probably seen on the news. They usually wear red with the black face mask. The one guy's bald and he's got runes tattooed on the side of his head. And I've had to tell him, hey, we get scary with their presence involved in it. And you can tell they're not good for anything.
Your modulation is a little messed up.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to understand exactly what you're saying.
It's like overmodulated.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that.
But you did say something that it reminded me of something that I did want to touch on for those that are listening and for anybody in this room. You mentioned that them having tattoos of runes on them. I want to say this wholeheartedly. Rune magic is a real thing. Be careful of what runes you tattoo on your body or what runes you draw with others. Because at the end of the day, if you don't know what you're doing with them, they can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring up a key point before we move on. And this is going to be a touchy situation. With the WS situation in heathenry. Now, we all know in heathenry, Norse paganism, everything like that, we do not deny people their faith. Even though it's something you do not like, you cannot hate on somebody's faith, even though it's nothing that you like. You do not have to like it, but it's not your thing to like. You can condone it, you cannot condone it. It's however you want to take it, but it's their faith.
Yep.
So if they are doing it, it's your choice to walk away and not deal with it.
Yeah, you can't just sit there and say, "Oh, well, you're not Norse because you're part of the WS group." They very well can be Norse, just not part of your group.
Right.
Most definitely.
I think you also need to go ahead and realize that. So, like, someone who's new to this. For me personally, know where you're going to a certain extent and know, hey, that's what I don't want to do. I'm cool with this. I'm not cool with that. It is what it is. And just leave it at that. And it'll kind of guide you out the way it is. And you'll find some like-minded people and actually learn. Because I see that a lot, even in the young journey that I'm on. It's, you know, they're like, well, I kind of have to do this. And I feel like I have to do this. And that seems right because I don't know. And if it doesn't feel right and it seems kind of weird just right off the bat, just trust it. Just trust it. If it feels wrong, it's probably not. It's probably not where you need to be.
Right. Yep.
There's a saying in heathenry that we always say is us, all of us people here, is learn everything, question everything.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. And I especially agree on that point where, you know, you say, if it feels weird, definitely run away from it, because what may feel weird to one person may not feel weird to you. So if it doesn't feel weird to you, then yeah, of course, you know, stick with it. Go ahead and do it. But if it feels weird to me, I'm not doing it. Don't judge me because I'm not doing
it. Exactly.
Yep. Kind of like something that we've all experienced, where, you know, you have these chieftains, and you they make these people do blood oaths, and they're not actual fucking blood oaths. They're things on paper, virtual paper.
If it's not if it's not an in-person signed and executed contract, it's null and void.
Thank you.
Or now, or they make you swear on your oath ring.
Now, everyone
knows. And people, if nobody has an oath ring yet, reach out to TVC. She's got plenty of oath rings for sale. $19.95.
Oh, wait.
Plus shipping and handling, but it'll be okay. It's not much to ship it to you.
Hold on, what was that dude's name? The fuck, that Christian Viking dude.
Oh, David, the David dude?
Yeah,
David Christensen.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah, Christensen was his last name.
Was it David Christensen?
That his actual name was, I think it was, yeah.
Viking or whatever.
Yeah, whatever his TikTok name is, he started selling them, and he partnered up with some fucking company that makes Mjolnirs. I don't remember.
He's still doing it till this day. I believe he's on a live right now as we speak. We call those people, so everybody's watching, that's called, we call merch. They're merchants. Just like back in the day when people would come in and sell the freaking snake oil and all it is dog piss in a bottle.
Yep.
God.
The miracle elixirs. That's they're merchants. We've had them since the beginning of time.
Yeah, I got a miracle elixir.
Yeah, guys, if something sounds too good to be true, it's most likely too good to be true. I hate to tell you. That's like when a Christian comes up to me and starts praying for me and they lay hands on my leg and do anything. Surprise, surprise, it doesn't. It's never going to do anything.
All dependent on how cute they are, though, Coach. Yeah, huh? Then no. Surprise, surprise.
Absolutely not. I once had just some random dude. I'm sitting out in front of my apartment complex, okay? You know, just reading a book. This random dude in a van just pulls up, slams on his brakes. I don't have my fucking firearm, so I have no idea what's about to happen.
Did he have candy?
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. Want a piece of candy?
I've got the book in my fucking hand, and I'm just like, okay, this is fucking weird. Because he stops right in front of our fucking gate to where no car can go in or out. So he causes a traffic jam, and he runs up and goes, hey, brother, it's so nice to see you out and about and living life. And I'm jamming the music. And yeah, and he goes, what's a guy got to do to get some space in this place? And I'm like, what are you even saying? No, I just want to introduce you to the Bible. And like, he hands me like six of these like really small Bibles, and I'm just like, okay, what? And he goes, I want to pray for you, brother. And I'm like, you're causing a traffic jam, bud. You got like three cars piled up trying to get into our apartment complex. Oh, they can wait. And I'm just like, oh fuck. So all of a sudden he just like, he grabs my fucking wrist and shit and just starts like praying. And I'm just sitting there like looking at the people in the car, and the people in the cars are looking at me like, do you need help? And I'm like, no, I'm good. But
I can see this dude. There you go. I can see Coach over there looking at the people in the car going, help, help, help.
Yeah, bro.
You can't see me, but I'm blinking twice. I'm blinking a lot.
Yeah.
And if anybody has been watching this from the beginning, and this is the true story of how Coach got his new Mjolnir.
Yeah. So anyway, the dude.
It was like, in the back of the van.
dirty things were done for that Mjolnir.
So anyway, it's like the dude finishes praying and then he goes through our apartment complex and I guess harasses some other people. But I'm just like, how much has that happened in my life to where at this point I don't even care anymore?
So far, that touches on another situation. When somebody comes up to you, be a Christian, and you're not, you're a heathen, and they said, I want to pray for you, and they touch your leg, and they do it anyway, we all know that that's considered baneful magic. Exactly. Because it's against your will.
Yep. Sure.
And I mean, I've even had instances where I'm in public, like out in the community, minding my own business. This happened to me a few years ago, at the school I used to work at. So I'm eating my lunch in the fucking quad, and this random student is just walking and staring at me the whole time. So I decide I'm gonna test this. So I hop back in my wheelchair and I just start going around the main building of the quad, which is the student center. And this person is just following me. And I'm like, okay, so this is a real thing. All right, cool. So I go back to where I was sitting to finish my fucking food because I'm not going to stop my lunch break because some random person wants to bother me. So they come, they sit down uninvited. And can I ask you about your relationship with Jesus Christ? And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, what am I going to say this time? Like, what am I going to say to make them go away? Unfortunately, I'm too tired to think of anything. So I'm just like, I don't have one. And the look on their face would have been, it's like I shot their dog and then took a shit on it. And just danced around the dead ass carcass. And then they asked me why. And so I explained why. I told them, you know, how when I was a kid, I was baptized and I didn't even know what was happening. I thought I was just going to go play in some water. Two, that I was in the church for like 12 years and I just never got anything out of it. And at 12, 13 years old, I basically told my parents that, fuck that, I'm not going back. Because they talked more shit on not my parents, but the other people, mind you, talked more shit on the pastor and even people that my parents were friends with talked more shit on them about how they were raising me than anything. And my parents never knew. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going back to that place. So I spent 5 years outside of the church. And then at 17, I switched to Pentecostal and I did that for about a year. And then that ended because of the church itself telling me that putting anything before the church was bad, which that was my senior year of high school. So senior year of high school, you're doing all the senior year stuff, like the senior pictures, the prom, the homecoming, all that stuff. My mom had asked me to do something one Sunday, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go. I got in trouble for going to do something for my mom on a Sunday for school. And I was told, you know, that's not godly. I have to make sure that, you know, I'm putting the church first, blah, blah, blah. I was also on the baseball team. I was late to church because of baseball. And I was told that, you know, that's not right. God comes before sports, blah, blah, blah. They even tried to make my college selection for me and told me that I wasn't going to go to any of the colleges that I had a scholarship for, but that I was going to go to Texas Bible College so I could be a minister. And I'm like, no, no, no. And so that pretty much tore it for me. So I was like, you know, no, fuck that. I'm not doing any of this. And so I left. And then after I left, I didn't do anything religious until 2019, 2020. So I explain all this to this chick, and she's just looking at me glassy-eyed and not absorbing anything I'm saying. So then she goes and says, well, I just think you had a bad experience, and you really need to reevaluate your relationship with God. And, you know, God said that the way to heaven is through me. And I said, okay, but God also said that I made it in his image. So why do people like you try to pray away what I already have? If I made it in his image and there's nothing wrong with me, then why am I like this?
That is a great story on this podcast tonight of the original description of what you brought. Okay. Gatekeeping at its finest.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for her answer. And while I'm waiting for her answer, I'm like, okay, hold on. Actually, I have a bit more. I've never seen an image of your God or your Jesus or whatever it is that you wanted to go by being disabled in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Well, no, because God, you know, raised the disabled and he fixed all of that. And I said, okay, so why am I like this? Well, and I said, okay, skip that. Let's look at another thing. Why would God send his own beloved creations into eternal damnation and hellfire if he loves us so much?
Wait a minute, Coach. You know I'm a stickler for wording. Was it God who healed, or was it Jesus who healed the blind and crippled?
Right.
And if all mankind was made in his image, what the fuck did God look like?
Thank you.
Because there are ugly motherfuckers in this world. I'm just saying.
And then I went ahead and I asked and I said, okay, so beyond all that, why would God allow such evils in this world? Why would he allow, you know, bad people to exist? Why would he create those kinds of things? Why are children suffering who've done nothing? Why do babies die? Why is there such a thing as something that needs to be prayed away? Why is cancer a thing?
And why has this been happening before God? Because heathenry is before God.
There's numerous religions before God.
Yes. Before
Christianity came, there was numerous amounts of religion.
Right. They
as Christianity and profited off of it and killed for it.
Yeah.
Right. And so... Once I had them thoroughly just mystified.
Let's call it marinated. Marinated is a better word.
They said, okay, well, they started spouting Bible verses at me. Let's just say that. God said, if you do not know him, you will be cast into the lake of fire and blah, 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 blah. And I said, do you know that the strongest weapons are forged in fire? She looked at me and it was like I had lost my ever loving mind. And I said, sweetie, the hell that you speak of is nothing compared to the one that I already live in. And I said, I live in a body that fights against me every single day. I wake up screaming in pain, except I just go ahead and go about my day like it's fucking nothing. Your hell could be nothing worse than this. And, well, that's not the meaning. And I said, no, you said that I would be thrown into a lake of fire. I said the strongest weapons are forged in fire. So the only thing that fire could do is make me stronger than you'll ever be.
And
whoops.
Are they saying that they can predict the future of where you're going to go when you die?
Yep.
For three easy payments in 1995 in a brand new book.
Or
10% of your gross income.
Oh, about $4 for me.
Devil said, give me $350.
Let's settle it then.
And then came, oh, I'm going to pray for you. Please don't.
Please no.
Please don't.
So what you should have said was, when they said you're going to go to a lake of hell, you should have looked at them and said, I'm going to South Florida.
And the whole interaction was just so, so bad. And I knew how to handle it, but at the same time, I'm like, this is why I ran away from that shit. And
it pulls up a good key factor of Christian UPG, because it is all UPG.
Mm-hmm. And so she continued to say, you know, how wrong I was and how bad it was that I was a pagan, and she didn't understand why I was pagan, and she didn't understand why I found a relationship with Christ to be so bad, blah, blah, blah. To the point to where I just got tired and I just started leaving. And she wanted me to stay and talk more. And I was like, I honestly can't talk more because I have to go back to work. But
my question to her or him or whoever you were talking to is, how do they know what is bad and good? How can they consider what's bad and good for somebody else, or bad and good for themselves?
Because their book tells them to.
Oh, yeah. That's that same thing that we discussed when we first started this, Gecko, live.
Well, I think that also puts into perspective, too, like, no, none of us want anything to do with that. That's just not our choice, right? But I'll tell you right now, there's people that are heathens that do the same thing to other heathens or anybody else. They do the same thing. So don't be doing that either. No one wants to hear it forced down their throat, whether you're on their side, not on their side, or anything like that. I've come across that a lot. And it's one of those, you know, you're doing it wrong. And it's like, how do you know I'm doing it wrong? What if it's right for me? Like, or you could just shut the fuck up and leave me alone. I don't even know who you are.
The indoctrination of the past Abrahamic faith or whatever faith they came from, they like to bring it back over to heathenry or Norse paganism, and they don't know how to disassociate from that and say, hey, we have our own personal freedoms to choose whatever we want. If we want to believe in the spaghetti monster and the sky is purple, that is our individual UPG.
So let's be real, though, and this is some factualness for everyone listening. There is no right or wrong way to practice heathenry.
Right. There,
the greatest thing about heathenry, it's your choice. It's your path. It's not everybody else's path to walk for you. It's yours to discover and yours to walk.
It's your own freedom.
And that's one of the biggest reasons why I'm here. Freedom.
Yep.
Because I felt, while I was in Christianity, I felt that anything I did was bad. So in the Pentecostal church, we had to go to church every Sunday. Okay, let me say this. In a week, I was in church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday night, Friday night, and sometimes Saturdays.
So is that church or a cult?
Yeah. So Sunday morning service was at 10 a.m. We were done by 11:30. Sunday evening service, which was at 6. We were done by 7:30, 8 o'clock. Wednesday night, same thing. 7. We were done by 8:30. Friday was youth group, and you were in youth group until you were at the age of 26 or you were married. And we had youth from 7 o'clock till whenever. Sometimes it would go to like midnight because we would have like game night or whatever. And then Saturday was like church trip, church retreat, churchyard sale, whatever the hell we were having that week. And all the youngins were kind of voluntold to do Saturday stuff. And then I'll never forget this. We had a church lock-in. Like, we were locked into the church for all night. I had my computer, something to sleep on. I was listening to music, and it was George Strait. I'll never forget. It was George Strait, Check Yes or No. Somebody heard me listening to that, and then I got punished because I was listening to devil music.
For shame.
Because it was, because it wasn't Christian. Let me tell y'all, if y'all never listened to George Strait, Check Yes or No, that song has no cuss words in it, nothing bad in it whatsoever. It's just an amalgamation of words that makes a really good song. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it, check it out. But yes, I was punished for that song. I had a stern talking to after that one.
So you were punished by a song from a man that is highly Christian.
Yes.
Hypocrites.
So yeah. So for those out there in the world watching and listening to this, our original topic was cults and our experiences with them. And we all joke about Christianity being a cult. We joke about other things being cultish or cult-like. What is the true definition? Well,
we're not joking. We're just kind of putting key points out there of our own little aspect and showing that we're not bashing any Christian faith or churches or anything like that. We're just putting out there that real stories, that real things have happened. And you have to put it in your mindset of feeling that gut of if it's good enough for you to hear or not hear and take that to where you want to take it.
Correct. Let me rephrase. When I say we, I mean people in general.
Yes.
Heathens in a general sense. I do hear a lot of people joking and calling Christianity a cult, things like that. What is the actual definition of a cult?
Let's look it up.
So I have another question to your question. I'm going to be Canadian here. My question is a lot of people that are watching this out here, they hear us saying heathen, and heathen, a lot of people think heathen where, you know, people of we're just rude or, you know, mean people or anything. What is the difference and the definition between heathen and Norse pagan?
What is the difference?
I could tell you in one word. Freedom. Because Norse pagans like to have group mentalities and they like to deal with it within a group. Heathens, we are individuals. We stay individual. But we have like minds and we can get together, discuss things, and then take it from there and see what we want to go from there. We have our own personal choices. And I've noticed that in the years that I've been on TikTok and everything, that heathens have more personal freedom than I do believe Norse pagans, because Norse pagans still live by that kind of, like you said, via nine noble virtues or, I want to get with my group or my clan or my kindred or anything like that. They have a group mentality, and it's almost like the ex-Abrahamic faith that we are all accustomed to before, if you belong to that.
So I did go ahead and pull up the definition of cult. Don't know if you guys can see that, but
I can't see it too well on my end.
So
that's very small.
So I'll go ahead and read it. It's a noun, a system of religious veneration and devotion directed towards a particular figure or object. A relatively small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or sinister, a misplaced or excessive admiration for a particular person or thing. And then there's also a person or thing that is popular or fashionable, especially among a particular section of society.
So a cult in those definitions could be categorized as different things, whether it be a religious cult, whether it be a fashion cult, whether it be a music cult.
Mm-hmm. It could be a Tickle Me Elmo cult when everybody wanted Tickle Me Elmo one year.
The fucking Beanie Baby craze that went on in the 90s.
So the definition cult is very vague. It could be used like the word fuck, basically.
Yeah.
But it does have qualities.
So let me ask a question then real quick. If that's the case and that's what we're talking about, do we think that the word cult and what we're calling a cult is that word's overused at what point in time?
I think it does.
Because then everything is, right?
It's been normalized.
Yes. Charles Manson, that was a cult.
Yes. Waco was a cult.
Heaven's Gate. Were all three of those cults?
I want to say the word cult is not what we're searching for here. I think what we're searching for is when it comes to the psychological of one's mind, either being strong-minded or weak-minded, or having a fear tactic put on you to the point where, or blackmail, or something, some dirt on you to become somebody's pet. That is the definition of cult.
Yes, because what we do see a lot of, especially us, what we've seen a lot of, is that people will join these clans, kindreds, orders, whatever they are, and a lot will be scared to leave because one or two people will have some dirt on them that they think will hurt them outside of this internet online persona. And I've literally had people come to me and be like, I can't leave. I'm scared that he or they or she or whatever are going to ruin my life or that they're going to expose these things about me and I'm going to lose everything. Here's my big thing with that. Your online personality. If your online personality and your real life personality are one and the same, you really don't have to worry about that. Because my online personality, what you see before you right now, and my in-person personality are damn near one and the same. The only thing that's going to be slightly different in person is that I might be a little bit quieter if I don't know who you are. If I don't know you and I don't trust you, of course, I'm not going to be as open. I'm going to shut the fuck up and I'm going to watch you the whole time until I feel like I can trust you. You're not going to see the real me. Everyone else will, Everyone else will notice my short cues. Everyone else will see, you know, a little wink here and there or certain eye movements or something about my head nods that says, I don't like this person or they seem pretty cool. But you won't notice those things because you don't know me like that. If your online and in-person personas are the same, then what this random person does on the internet that no one knows won't really have that much of an impact on you. Because we all have that same
fear.
Go ahead.
In all terms, if you're going to be on this app or other apps and you're going to put yourself out there, do not air your dirty laundry or do not put anything out there that you do not want people personally knowing about your life. This is an app that people are strange psychologically, mentally, they live this by, this is their life, because social acceptance since technology has come forth, there's a lot of people that, you know, for instance, I'm 2,000 miles away from you. I'm 1,500 miles away from you. We all hang out on a daily. Now, mind you, me and Coach have actually been with each other multiple times. And he's a princess, by the way. High maintenance. But, you know, what you're going to put yourself out there, make sure that you are safe in your own area and always know that you can turn it off. You can go on with your own life. If you've never met this person in life before and they don't know your real stuff, don't give out your address. Don't give out your real name if you don't feel safe. And do not let people go ahead and force you to do anything. If they force you, that falls in the category of what we were talking about before. That's not a place for you if they try and force you.
Correct.
Right. And so but like I was saying, when it comes to those kinds of things, you need to make sure that your online person and you are one and the same. Now, you know, you'll have those people that will bump their chest, and say, "Oh, well, I'm going to come track you down and hack all your stuff and find your address and I'll show up at your front door." 90% of people are not about that life.
It's puffing.
90% of people are not going to, one, spend the funds to get to you, especially if you're states away. Two, 90% of people don't know anybody that could actually hack anything of yours and find your information.
Now, in turn, there are certain people out there that are crazy enough to do it, so be careful.
Yes, there are certain people that are out there that are crazy enough to do it. Now, a lot of us live in stand your ground, defend your castle states. So I would warn you, if you are one of those people, do not just run up on somebody's front door. Because if you run up on someone's front door and you do anything to threaten their life, you may not be able to get back away from that person. You may not leave that place. Actually, let me rewrite that. You might leave. You might not leave conscious or alive. Just saying.
If you're going to put yourself out there and somebody wants to put themselves out there, be prepared for the repercussion.
Yes.
Sometimes those repercussions when you meet somebody is an addiction to stuff that you now spend funds for.
You're welcome.
Right? Thank you.
Have you got a boat yet? No.
I work at the club. I got 15 of them at my disposal. I don't care. We just got a new Crestliner, so I've been driving that.
So let me put this out there, okay? This is a thing that I'm going to talk to everybody out there about. My friend Shadow over here, we had met on a server. one time. What was it? A week? 2 weeks?
Something like that. We were
talking back and forth, and I found out that he only lived a couple of hours from me. I invited him over for his, I think it was his birthday. And I said, why don't you come down? And I like to fish, and he liked to fish. Random people meeting each other. This is where heathenry comes into play, because heathens actually will get together and meet each other. I have been with Coach. I have been with Shadow. We were supposed to be with Var, but he had car issues one time. But if you really want to be a heathen, or if you really want to be a part of a group or a family or a clan or whatever you want to call it, make it reality. The stuff on the internet is not true. I'm not saying not true, but it's not truthful to the point where if you really, really are involved in this, then make it a fact to actually meet these people if you like these people and become closer friends than not just, okay, I'm done with this person, time to swipe and go to the next club.
Right.
That's being true to yourself and not being okay only your part time.
So
meanwhile, I addicted him onto fishing. So now he went from one pole to working to a boat club because he can't get enough fishing. He actually got a job doing it.
Right. A big part of heathenry is frith, and that I'm a firm believer that you can lay the foundation in an online setting such as this. However, you can't really build upon it unless you are together, hanging out together and, doing things with each other and actually getting to know each other. So an example of frith would be something like this. Now, there was supposed to be someone else here tonight. His name's we call him Mutiny. He is a crayon eater. He served in the United States Marine Corps for 12 years. He was a sergeant. Should have been a drill, but he got out before that. He likes orange crayons for anybody that wants to send him orange crayons. But an example of frith would be something like this. So I got this for him. When exactly I got this for him, Yule of 2022, because I couldn't figure out exactly what to get him, so I got him that. I literally have his DD214 and I went through it, verified all the information, and got that made. And then when he opened it, I had a video sent to me just to prove that he had opened it, and I made him cry. That's an example of frith. Another example is just in general with me, I was not sure at all about meeting any of these people at first because of my difficulties, my hardships, and the disability aspect and all that crap. Fortunately, these people actually do their research and they do listen when I speak. And meeting up with them was actually the best decision I ever made because I realized, oh crap, I have real friends. And they actually mean what they say, and they're going to take care of me. They're going to make sure that I don't die. It got to the point to where we I didn't have a travel wheelchair. So Adup went and found just a random wheelchair from a bunch of crackheads. The wheelchair itself was supposed to be about $200, but he paid about $40 for it, and then I paid another $40 to have the footrests put in. And I still use that travel chair. Good $40 used from some fucking crackheads that didn't know what they were giving away. Another instance is, for example, I went ziplining that same year, and that was a gift from another buddy of ours, and he got that for me because he was supposed to be on that trip with us, but he couldn't be on it. So we went ziplining, and it was the best thing I'd ever done in my entire life. But that was in Florida. And then the next year, I'm in Washington, and once again, same thing.
No, thank you. You want to see a real person, and you want to be with real people, and you want to meet with real people.
Yes.
His bucket list, coach's bucket list, was to go ziplining. Me and another person was there with him, and we carried him 8 flights of stairs up 4 different times to fulfill his dream.
Yep.
His bucket list.
Yep.
And this man is not light. All right, don't let the picture fool you. He's that's a big guy right there. Okay, he's strong and he's muscular, and it about broke my back, but I didn't care because Frith is Frith.
Yeah,
yep.
And it's something that we take very seriously. Mm-hmm. So if you're not somebody that's gonna take that seriously, and you have somebody like me that's gonna come along, because you might have someone like me that's going to come along that doesn't have very many friends, that doesn't really believe in very many people. If you crush that, like absolutely destroy that dream, then you could absolutely destroy that person. So yeah. And if anybody wants to see me giggle like an idiot, I think I found it. Yeah, there it is. How do I do this again? Let me see.
You look an idiot, dude. He likes gummy bears.
Hold on. Let me see. Enter full screen. Pause. Present. Share.
Now, the heathen aspect came into play. It felt good to actually push him off the cliff, though, when he went ziplining.
Now, shut up. let me see. We don't have sound. Give me one sec.
So, Coach, just so you know, and I've never told this before, and I'll put it out here so everybody can hear it. Frith means when you help a friend fulfill his lifelong dream, and when the first time you went across, it actually teared me up because my friend was happy.
Hey, Coach.
To see you happy.
Where are we?
Ziplining.
Are you excited?
Yes.
You know, this was Dave's idea.
Really?
Yeah. What do you have to say?
I love him.
I know. He's awesome, isn't he?
Yes.
All right.
I love him. Thank you.
He's so excited. He's like a kid in a candy store. Look at him.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was me giggling like an idiot. That rarely ever happens. To the point where I get that happy, to where I am literally just grinning from ear to ear and there is nothing that can ruin my day. You could have told me to fuck off at that exact moment and I probably would have punched you in the nuts with a smile on my face. And probably would have told somebody to kick you in the ass on the way in and just laughed at you just for funsies. But that's what real Frith is. Like, you can't just, oh, I found the video of me going across. You can't fake that, is what I'm trying to say. You can't fake that. That's not something you can just say, oh, well, I'm just going to pretend to be this person and psych them out. No, that's not possible. Because, like it or not, we can tell. And if we find you faking, well, let's just say it's going to suck for you.
Here he comes.
That was the first time.
Look at Coach! Yeah!
And I was kind of slow. Yeah, that was
he's slow. Giggling! Woo!
Now, the next three times...
Good catch!
The next three times, I was... Yeah. I went a lot faster. Simply because I wanted to. And yes, they did actually kick me off the edge.
And you were having the best time of your life doing it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. The only part of that entire trip I didn't like was World Thrift. Fuck that.
Oh, school. You know you like World Thrift.
Fuck that free, flea-ridden, roach-ridden ass store.
It was the experience.
You keep saying that like it's going to make it any better. It really doesn't.
That's where I got that wheelchair from the crackheads.
You said you found it on the side of a road. But yeah, a lot of this can actually be a lot of fun and very fulfilling. You just have to make sure you stay away from the gatekeeping assholes. The gatekeeping assholes, the grifters, the merchants, all of those, you need to stay away from those. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect. I'm pretty sure I can confidently say that nobody here has been perfect, because we have made mistakes. We have made loads of mistakes. We were all a part of something that at first we were doing pretty good. We were doing some good. That's actually how a lot of us met. But at the end of it, just turned to crap. And honestly, we kind of let it, because we had, and I hate to say it like this, but we had faith in one person. And we thought, oh, he'll turn around. Never happened. Things were said, things were done. People were forced to make decisions that honestly shouldn't have been pushed to begin with.
Yeah. We had faith in him, but we also at one point called that person a friend.
Very much so.
So deep down, there was a part of all of us that wanted to give that person a chance to change. And did we give it way too many chances and let it go on too long? Probably.
Most definitely.
And again, it falls in the category of the people watching this, is if you're in a group or a clan or a kindred and you are trying to help someone that doesn't want to be helped, you can only do so much until you have to move on. Don't let it break your whole family apart and all your friendships apart because one person does not want to help themselves.
Yep.
You can only do so much.
And we can all in this room tell you that from experience.
Correct. Now, I will also say that because of the path that I am on, because of the faith that I have and that I follow, I've been on some pretty good damn trips. I didn't start actually leaving for the holidays until I started doing this. Until I started following this faith, finding these people, and doing things the right way. And I'm thankful for that, because now, push comes to shove, if a hurricane comes my way, I'm pretty sure one of these sons of bitches, either here or not here, would hoof it to get to me.
If it fits, it ships, Coach.
Yeah, just to make sure that I don't die. And fuck it, I'm not going to a box.
Strap them down on a pallet and UPS.
Now, and then for the holidays, at least for, I know for Yule and things like that, I'm not going to be by myself, because for Yule, technically, as long as I play my cards right, I get 3 weeks off. And so I'm definitely not going to sit at this bitch for 3 weeks. So as soon as my last day of work happens, the next day or the day after that, I'm on a plane somewhere. Because of this, I will never sit at home for the holidays again.
So what you can say is when you became a heathen and you met good people, it changed your life for the better.
Yeah. Yes. And I can say that when I first got here, I was like the newbies and I just followed whomever seemed coolest at first. I got into the wrong thing, around the wrong person, into the wrong group, and I lost, I want to say, my first 6-7 months. But then I got around good people, not the greatest situation, but good people, and was a part of 3 or 4 different great things. And now we're kind of all off doing our own thing, but we're still all in one place together that you can find us. Because we do still have our Discord server. We had to evacuate the old one and make a new one, but hey, it's still there. And anyone is welcome, definitely in my personal server or our gathering server, as it were.
So everybody knows out there, we do have a server that if you want to come in and learn or ask questions or just have somebody to talk to gain knowledge or just to have that, hey, how you doing today? Do you need a little uplifting? That's what we do. That's what heathens do. We're not all about, you know, raiding and being mean to each other. It's not about that. It's let's bring it back to, you know, life. And we're all human. We all have everyday jobs. We all live the same, you know, every day. And sometimes, you know, people need that little bit of oomph when you don't have a lot of people in your life.
But on the real, though, if we all put together some money and we got like, I don't know, $30,000-$35,000, there's a company that produces Viking ships for about $30,000. We could go fucking raiding if we wanted to. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Listen, I got about 6 places we can start with the office, and we'll just go there and start freaking everybody out. So
look, we'll put Coach up in the crow's nest.
Just barking commands to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically.
It's not right to call him Shadow. It's not right to call freaking Coach Lieutenant Dane. That's not nice.
One thing that definitely scared me when I got here is that, you know, people like me, people with disabilities, do they have a place here? And I was assured relentlessly that yes, people like me do. However, I was also told in olden times, people like me would be left out in the cold and snow for the wolves to eat. But then in other places, we were held as wise, because we would have outlooks on life and things that other people would not have. So we were regarded as wise and we were held in great esteem and da 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 da. To an extent, that happens here.
Yeah.
Because despite everything that's ever happened, a lot of people here still love me. I don't know why people like me, but they like me. And when they come, they say, you know, Coach, what happened? Coach, what's your story? Coach, what happened with this, that, and the other? And I have no problem telling them. There is actually one lady, she often asked why, because I looked like well, she could tell that I was the only one with common sense. She wondered why I followed the last person that we were all hanging around together, because she could sense that I was smarter than the average bear that I was next to. And that says a lot, because and it also ties back to your online persona versus your personal persona, because talking one on one, I was the same thing as what you would see in a TikTok video.
Coach,
people who follow my TikTok that also work with me see the exact same guy.
Coach would never be Ivar. I'm just going to throw that out there for the chat.
Now, there are some that you could never be a warrior. You can't fight. You can't. And the only thing I say is, okay, if you would like to test that theory, please feel free to do so at your earliest convenience. I won't say anything. I'll just be here.
So, Coach, I have to follow that up. People that say, oh, you'll never be a warrior and you'll be able to fight. Let it be known that it's not about physical. One who fights with their mind always wins.
Correct.
Not about physical. You can outwit somebody, no problem.
And just so everyone is aware, the fights that people talk about back in those days were home gangs.
Yep.
If your challenger was more physically fit than you, and in the instance, let's say we're back in those days, and I challenge Coach, well, he wouldn't necessarily be physically fit to stand in a ring with me. He would get to choose a replacement person to fight in his place. He could choose the big motherfucker in the village if he wanted to.
Yep.
And if that person won, I still won.
Exactly.
So careful who you pick a fight with if you're going to play Viking.
Yep.
Yeah, and don't go throwing challenges. Don't go throwing challenges out on social media either. Because I've had a few people do that.
There are some people out there that will take you up on that shit.
Don't write checks your ass can't cash.
Yeah, please don't. Because especially with me, there have been people who have thrown them out at me, and there is a mountain of people who...
at least find out their age first before you're messing with them. Yep. Find out what generation they're from.
Because yeah. I'll tell you this straight up. You want to fuck with Coach? I will definitely stand 10 toes with you.
Have gas, will travel.
Yeah. And I'm no slouch either. So please, yep, don't show up to my door. Please don't. I don't like to hurt people. I am as gentle as they come. Please just don't, because...
unless you got a white van of candy in the back, you ain't taking Coach.
Yeah, just don't, because I may not be 18 anymore, but that guy is still in there. He's still in there somewhere. I just don't like bringing him to the surface. He's not a fun guy.
Ada, why do I want to roll up to Coach's house now in a Chester van and have it spray painted on the side, free wheelchair repairs?
Yeah, no. That ain't happening, bud.
Oh, wow.
That ain't happening. Let me see one thing. Here, let's see. Where is that document? So, one thing that I do want to ask is that... are there parts of, well, no, first thing, what advice would you give to a new heathen or someone that is researching?
Study on your own.
I agree.
Study multiple different literatures. Anything you can get your hands on, study different things. Be mindful of what you're studying too.
State your sources, yes. Find out who your authors are, and do their backgrounds as well. There is a lot of literature out there that is no good.
There, just like Adep said, there is a lot of literature out there that was written by members of the AFA, which is a white supremacist group. They are also the people that made the nine noble virtues. Uh-oh, see, there's a similarity there.
Also, a lot of people will say with the sagas and their virtues and everything, a lot of people like to follow a certain code. You don't need to follow the nine noble virtues. You don't have to follow any of the virtues that you see in heathenry or Norse paganism. Your own virtues are your own virtues. You make your own daily virtues to live by. As long as you are a good person and you are good at heart and you have good intentions, you can create your own virtues to live by.
Yep.
The ones that are in the books that you're going to find, and all the virtues and the sagas and everything you're going to find, are basic guidelines. They're not to be of the ex-Abrahamic faith where you follow the good book. We don't do that in heathenry.
Yep.
So are you saying we don't go to church?
We are at church right now, if you want to look at it that way.
A heathen's church can either be in the woods by yourself, or it can be a gathering of friends wherever you deem fit.
A heathen church is where you are comfortable the most.
I'll tell you what, too, especially being someone who's a little bit newer, patience with everything that you're reading, too. Like these guys mentioned, you're going to get a lot of stuff, and you're going to go down a lot of holes, and you're going to buy a lot of books. I now have a stack of books that I looked at the other day. I'm like, holy cow, like, I can't believe these guys. I can't believe I'm going through this, and I haven't even read them all yet. You just want to grab them, and you start wanting to get them, so just be patient. It's not going to happen in a day. You're never going to be like anybody else, and you know, like they said, just make sure you're doing your own thing. Vet everything. Verify everything. If it doesn't feel right, like I said before, just don't go down that hole.
And stay off Wikipedia.
Yeah, don't use Wikipedia, please. That's not a credible source at all.
And it goes back to what I said before. It's your own path. People can teach you a foundation, but it's up to you to determine what you build from that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you this. I left the Roman Catholic Church at age 12, not because I hated the church, because I figured to myself one day at 12, I said, there's got to be more. There's got to be more to this story. The book only gives you so much. I wanted more information. Search for that information. Continue to have knowledge every day, every minute, every second of the day. Get knowledge. It's not because you hate a faith that you leave it. It could be because you just want to see more. You want to learn more. 30 years I've been doing this, and I'm still a student to this day.
Mm-hmm.
You will never, ever be a master of anything, and you will never, ever own any kind of group or say that you are the king of anything, ever. If you say that, I call bullshit.
Yep. And beware of self-proclaimed Govies.
Yeah.
Beware of self-proclaimed Govies. Please be very careful with these elders of the community or these people that call themselves Govies but have never been actually certified or pronounced as Govies by an actual organization of heathenry that can certify you in that.
Which 95% to 97% will not have that proper documentation.
Right.
And if somebody is truly trying to become a Gothi and wants to help you, they have to have at least 15 years behind them.
Yep.
Right. Just be very careful of them. And there are going to be people who are just in this path for the look. I guess I can say for the look. There are going to be some who are only here or who are here to try and make a fresh start. But then once their real selves come out, they double down, or they say, "Oh, I was never here anyway," and they're just here to cause problems. Don't get entangled with those kinds, because you'll end up expending your energy, Cody, on them, and you'll find out that you've wasted your time.
Yep.
100%. Out there that pay for tarot online to get a reading, don't waste your money.
Don't pay for that kind of stuff.
Don't do it. It's not real. They're not going to give you anything that you want. It's just vague.
There is nobody in the faith that the gods speak through them to you.
Honestly, if you find somebody that says, "I know all and I'm an elder in this community," walk away. Walk away.
If they say that the gods speak through them and only through them, and you know you can't connect with the gods and you can't speak to them yourself, run away.
As a heathen, a practicing heathen for a very long time, if you're new to this, don't venerate the gods. Don't worship the gods. The gods don't give two shits about you. Venerate your ancestors.
Yep. Or the land.
Yep.
If you find a group that you're hanging out with and they're, you know, for the thing of that, we're going to worship this person, we're going to worship that person, it's not the place for you. They're doing it wrong.
If you run into someone who says that they're even a fifth generation Volva or whatever.
Bree.
No. just run away. Run away.
I want to touch on what you just said, Ada. It's not that they're doing it wrong. They're doing it the way they know and the way that they see it.
Exactly. I should have said it differently, but I'm tired. I just did a 12-hour shift. So
there is no right or wrong way to do this.
But right.
There are certain things that people do that are incorrect.
I think what I was trying to get to was basically the forcefulness that they're going to put on you.
Yes.
That's like, yes. If they're forcefully doing it to you, saying this is the way that they're wrong.
If someone uses the words, "This is the only way," get the fuck away from them.
Yes.
Yes.
I think Shadow became a shadow.
Yeah. So our friend Shadow, he let us know that he had to step away. He has to take care of a small one. But to kind of wrap this, I don't want to say advice, but five things you would tell a newbie if they came up to you. It was their day one. They found you. What are five things you would tell them, Var?
I would tell them that, one, you don't have to earn your fucking Mjolnir. You don't have to have Norse ancestry or Scandinavian ancestry to be a Norse pagan or a heathen. the gods are not going to speak through someone to you. The only thing you need to know is how to venerate your ancestors and how to use that to benefit your own walk. Don't listen to anyone else telling you how to do something. For a lack of a better way to put it, and I don't want it to come off sounding like an asshole, but I do sound like an asshole when I say it. It's yours to figure out. Nobody can tell you how to do it. This is not something that you get a manual saying step by step, this is how you be a heathen. It's your own fault. It's how you figure it out. It's how you see it. That's what I would tell someone new coming into this.
Right. Ada.
For me personally, if somebody came to me from the start, and I've had a lot of people come to me, I'm not a large creator via TikTok, but I'm a good creator. You don't have to have a large following to be a normal person. What you see here is what you get with me. Okay. Yep. I'm just like this in regular life. And for a new person to come to me, the first thing I would do is tell them, don't put yourself online. Go online, learn, listen, and just take in what you want to feel and see how you feel and see what clicks to you and what doesn't click to you, and write it down. Write down your dreams, write down your thoughts. Keep to yourself. Get outside. Take your shoes off. Put your feet in the ground. Get right with yourself first. Find your inner peace. Don't go gung-ho. You don't need jewelry. You don't need fancy this. You don't need an altar. You don't need to go buy and go out and get an altar first thing. You can make your own altar without purchasing it if you want to make one.
And one
basically
that is made, one that is made by your hands is more powerful than you going and buying one.
Yes. Exactly. I think what I would basically tell somebody, and not even five steps, is basically find your inner peace first.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Only you can travel your own path. And if you continue to travel your own path, you will become a great Norse pagan or a great heathen. And he hit all the key features. You don't have to be of the Norse faith. You don't have to be a druid. You don't have to be this. You don't, my 39th generation of this and that. And no, don't even go there. It's all about you and yourself.
Yep. And remember, kids, only you can prevent forest fires.
And dollar store candles work. Okay.
Yeah, the dollar store candles will do you just fine.
They'll be just fine.
For me, I would say start reading immediately.
Yes.
Find some good books to read. Number two, definitely write down what you want to get out of this. Number three, find the right people. Find honest people. Number four, get outside.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things that I've noticed is that as I get outside, I feel better outside. Not in the cold, mind you, because I do like it when it's warm. But being outside makes me feel a lot better. And number five, be yourself. Don't be something you're not. Don't make yourself try to sound a lot better than you are. Don't make up things that can be easily disproven. Don't just be you.
There is no easy button. There is no easy button in this. What you put it into it is what you get out of it.
Right. And if I had an extra come up with a name that you're going to be okay with being called. Like, as you can see, none of us have like our real names up. These are all of our names that we have chosen and that we go by, because that's what people know us by. Find a name that you're comfortable with, that you're going to be okay with being called, because that's going to be your name forever. But other than that, any last words, anybody?
If you're become, if you want to join the heathen faith or the Norse pagan faith, go out in nature. We're not about hurting people or raiding or anything like that. We are about nature, and Mother Earth is our dome. Take care of your earth. Take care of the people around you. Treat people the way you want to be treated with respect.
Never be scared to ask questions.
And never get angry at the answers.
And then for me, I'll always say that if you need a place to go, link to the Discord is going to be in the description. Link to my Discord is going to be in the description. So if you need a place to go, a place to ask questions, a place to just, where the f- do I start?
A place where you can be you.
Go there.
And nobody's going to dislike you for it.
Yeah. Nobody's going to dislike you for being you. You're a baby pagan. We're trying to help you. We're not going to be mad at you for that. It's fine. But just be yourself is the center of all of this. Be yourself and start from there. And we will love you just the same.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right. Well, guys, it looks like we're hitting an hour and 40 minutes. Ooh, okay, yeah, an hour and 40 minutes. So this has been Hanging with Heathens, part 2. So, as always, I'm Coach.
I'm Var.
Ada.
This has been the podcast Unhinged with Coach and Tom, where we do that bullshit. Until next time, I promise you it won't be so long next time. I promise you I'll be back in a week. Till next time, see you later. Bye.